Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brock Davis. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Heath. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Dierker. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Larry Dierker. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting third. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The catcher, Greg Goosen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Bresciud. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Danny Napoleon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Goosen and he is out, Harrelson applying the tag. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson strikes out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dierker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to second. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. May moves to third. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dierker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Goosen and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Napoleon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Napoleon strikes out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrison hits a fly ball into left field. Napoleon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Goosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0 for 1 in the game. Dierker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow hits a pop-up towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Goosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Napoleon. Harrison reaches second base with a double. Morgan moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Eddie Bresuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresuit is 0 for 1 in the game. Bresuit hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Napoleon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Napoleon is 0 for 1 in the game. Napoleon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May takes first base on ball 4. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson is called out on strikes. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Hiller hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Morgan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0 for 2 in the game. Dierker takes first base on ball 4. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bressoud fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Fisher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis moves to second. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields it and throws to second for the out. Davis moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Harrison hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dierker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Goosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Goosen hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud is 0 for 2 in the game. Bressoud hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Bressoud reaches second base with a double. Ron Hunt pinch hits for Danny Napoleon. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bressoud moves to third. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bressoud scores. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 1, and Houston Astros, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.